Hello everybody, this is Chit Chat with Scorpio, with your host Scorpio Queen. So today's segment is, well, for me it's a very special segment because we are talking about someone actually who I am related to and who was known in the heavy metal music industry. So we are saying rest in peace to Gene Fowler Jr. Gene Fowler Jr. was my godbrother. His father, Gene Fowler Sr., was my godfather. And Gene Fowler, he was in a heavy metal band called Wet Nurse. He was the lead vocalist of that group. I'm going to read a little bit of him. So before I do read, from what I was told, because I did not know that he was even gone, but from what I was told, my godbrother somehow was missing for months, and when he was found at a hospital named Beth Israel in New York City. Apparently, from the sound of it, a group of people, they snatched him up, took him somewhere around the FDR Drive bridge, under the FDR Drive bridge, and they beat him senseless. They beat him senseless, and I'm guessing that somebody must have found him and called the ambulance. And he had been in the hospital ever since. The doctors, from what I was told, the doctors had declared him brain dead, and then he died. So apparently, he died due to the beating that he got. So he was murdered. I don't know if they caught the people that did this to him. I'm hoping, if they didn't, that they will catch them and they get what they deserve. From what I remember of my godbrother, he was a very quiet person to me, because he rarely said much. From what I remember, because I remember going to his mother's house all the time, and he barely said much. But one thing I know, when he got older though, he always made sure that his mother was straight. His mother did not have to worry about nothing, because he took very, very care of her. And I hope that his brother, my other godbrother, does the same. But Gene definitely was a good man. You know, he did not get into, he really wasn't into stuff. He definitely kept himself out of trouble. He was never a troublesome kid. He was a good person. And I'm really, really, it really saddens me. And I am really, really angry that this has even happened to him. But I want to take this time to thank his group, Wet Nurse. I want to thank them. And I want to thank everybody who set up a GoFundMe account in remembrance of him. It is not for no life insurance. He's already, he was cremated. But they did it to help his mother. And I do appreciate what everybody has done just to remember him. And I'm pretty sure he's looking down and smiling on everybody. And I know that he appreciates it. I just want to read some things from what people were saying. So again, he passed away. I don't even know. I can't even say the date. I don't even know the date that he passed away. I really don't. That's one thing I don't know. I don't know the date of when he passed away. I don't even know. There's a lot that I don't know about this. But the way everything sounds, it was very senseless to me. I just want to, I'm going to read some stuff that some people from the group Wet Nurse said, and some other people who are remembering him as well. Okay, so it says, we're saddened to hear reports that Gene Fowler, vocalist of the beloved 2000s era New York City noise metal band, Wet Nurse, has passed away. Kieran Reynolds, who drummed in Wet Nurse, posted, with a broken heart, I celebrate the life of my brother Gene Fowler, 1981 to 2022. So he died last year. Again, a GoFundMe was launched to help out with funeral costs and to help support Gene's mother, Sandra. Now, it doesn't mean that he did not have life insurance. He still could have had life insurance, but they could have chose to want, but they chose to want to support his mother. And they did raise a good amount of money. I'm not going to disclose that, but they really did help her. And it's not to say, like I said, it's not to say that he may not have had life insurance, because he had a job. So I know he had life insurance. I just hope his mother was grateful for it, because I know how she is. Let's see. John Daniel of the Mountain Goats also posted a tribute. Gene Fowler was a top-tier performer, and his band Wet Nurse was putting in the work when metal had few friends outside of genre publications. Wet Nurse never got a broad recognition, but they made great metal that expanded my horizons. Rest easy, Gene Fowler. A lot of people really, really loved him and loved his music. As this photographer and former Brooklyn Vegan contributor, Justina Villanueva. A lot of people have made, I can't really see all the postings from Instagram, but a lot of people have posted some stuff about him. Producer Jang PTP, aka King Vision Ultra, wrote, rest in power, Gene Fowler, aka Gene Wet Nurse, aka Mel's RYB/Hemster TAO. Well, dang, they sure gave him a lot of names. SDT Crew Original. I'ma continue on the mission we all set out to do back in 96. You heard? Thank you, G. Love you, G. Wow. Will Smith of Afterbirth of Artificial Brain, Heavy Hole Podcast, and more wrote, rest in peace to Gene Fowler, who sang for Wet Nurse. I have fond memories of Violich playing many shows with them in the early 2000s. His talent and stage presence are missed. Now see, for me, I had never known that my godbrother was even a singer, because he was so quiet. I didn't ever know this, but I do, you know, I'm glad he did what he loved. Pierre Hans, Doug Moore wrote, been thinking about all the times I saw him perform early in my New York City days, using his PA in the old practice space, the unfinished album, and running into him, plus shooting the shit after he'd move on from music, a singular performer and person. So basically, after a while, my godbrother had stopped singing, and he basically had gotten a job and was working and taking care of his mother. Wet Nurse formed in 2001 and released two albums, 2004's self-titled and 2008's Invisible City. Stream the letter and watch a live video of them from a 2003 show at New York City's now closed Southpaw, from a show that also featured Gang Gang Dance below. The pictures above are from a 2009 Brooklyn Vegan showcase at the now closed Europa with Koff, Howl, and Liturg. So he actually performed in a lot of different places, and I just watched a YouTube video of him with the band singing. Wow. you know, this is really sad. I don't know if he had kids. He could have had kids, and now they are without a father, if he did. James Fowler was 41 years old. He had a birthday in July. He turned 41 in July. He was 41 years old when he died. That's young. What had happened to him should have never, ever happened to him. I don't know if it was people that he knew or just random strangers. But what happened to him should have never happened. And I'm so mad that that happened to him. But I do hope that whoever did this to him, that they, even if they get caught, I don't even think jail time would be good enough. I think they just need to get the same treatment that he, of what they did to my godbrother. And I'm really being honest. That's how, jail is just nothing. My godbrother is gone. He's gone. And for no reason. And I don't think it's a really legitimate reason for him being gone. I don't. And it's sad. I'm really, really saddened that he's gone. It's been really, really hard for me after hearing this. It's been really hard for me. But he's definitely going to be missed. He is definitely going to be missed. I've always asked about my godbrother and how he was doing. And this was way before all of this happened. But I know one thing. My godbrother did not just leave the house and disappear. I know that this was a murder. There was no reason for him to just leave the house and disappear. This was a murder. A senseless murder. And I want those people who did this to him to be caught and basically be done the same thing that they did to him. Because it wasn't right. It wasn't right. But I do appreciate every single person that has made postings about him, positive stuff about him. I do appreciate that. I do appreciate what everybody has done for his mother. I do appreciate that too. I hope that my godfather is I don't even know how my godfather is taking it. I know he's saddened by it. And I hope, because I know his mother has such a hatred for my godfather, that she had, that she has removed the bitterness to even tell him about his son. Because he has a right to know. But they did have a funeral for him, from what I understand. And he was cremated. But I want everybody just to say a prayer to his mother. Well, family, period. Because even though, you know, he's gone, it still hurts. It still hurts. And the fact that I am just now hearing about this, it really hurts me. Because I did not get a chance to say goodbye. Or to pay my respects at all. So it really saddens me that I had to find out this way. So, in the end, I just wanted to say to my godbrother, Gene Fowler, I love you. You are always going to be missed. The music that you made will forever live on. And I want to ask every single person that listens to Wet Nurse to continue to keep playing his music. Just keep the music going. Never forget Gene Fowler. Just never forget him. Keep his memory alive. Keep the music going. Rest in peace, Gene Fowler. Bye.